You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Speaking of Jack, joining us from the store at 950 East Eisenhower is Vance Gray. Good morning, Vance.
Good morning. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing okay, except I get tongue-tied, which isn't great for a radio personality, but I'm still mad about the snow in my yard, but other than that, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, we've had enough snow. We can always use the liquid, but we've had enough snow.
That's right. It could rain. I don't have to shovel rain. Hey, but speaking of time of the year and everything, you guys are having a great time of the year. You just had well, first of all, we should explain to people, Jack's has three kinds of stores. They have the outdoor gear stores, which are focused on the outdoor gear. They have the farm and ranch stores, which are focused on those type of products. And then you have combination stores. Now, all the stores have some overlap. But the one on East Eisenhower, 950 East Eisenhower, has always been a combo store, I think. And all of a sudden, it's grown much bigger. Now, you have a bigger store to the west where that Kmart used to be. And that's your West Jack's, and it's a combo store. But Gold's Gym recently left the building that you're in, opening up a huge area, and you guys took that over. And what am I going to see if I walk in there? How different is it?
Well, that's correct. We actually have over 30,000 square feet now, and we are the largest Jack's that's in the company now. The new area has a whole athletic department. We've opened up the gym. We'll be opened up for people to go in, possibly renting out for shooting and stuff like that. We have a full bike department with a bike mechanic, a lot more athletic wear, more shoes. We basically got everything back that we sent to Store 7 when they opened up.
Well, and that would be the fly fishing, because when you opened up that other store, you only had room for so much stuff in your store, and you sent the fly fishing gear down to them. But now both stores are going to have fly fishing, and are you pretty well stocked? Have you recovered that merchandise? I mean, is it a lot in place?
Absolutely. We have all the fly tying materials, fly rod and reel combos, poles themselves, reels themselves, anything that you're going to need for the fly fishing, we have at both stores now. With the new location, Terry, we also have, where we're at now here at 950 East Eisenhower, we have an outlet store now that's open. So we've just recently opened that up as well.
And what would I find at the outlet store?
Outlet store are going to be items that might be slightly used. Great discounts, great sales, good bargains.
Wow, there's so much going on there. One of the things, you've got some activities I want to get to, but before we get to that, one of the things that I think is fantastic is your archery department. Tell people about that.
We have a full archery department now with Bowtech in place. Actually, we have in Fort Collins, we have an archery range with Bowtech, Lafayette archery range with Bowtech. Same here now at Loveland East. We have our full archery range with a Bowtech. And we also have an archery range at our location in Broomfield.
And how big are these ranges? And are these the kind of thing you can try before you buy, you practice, you put on events? How do you use those ranges?
Absolutely. You can actually come in and rent a lane. We actually have had some shoots. Groups have come in and had their own shoots in there. We have five open lanes. It's really nice. It really is. And we do have all the equipment to try and buy.
And now that you have a technician there, if you want something, you're getting something tuned on your bow, you're getting something changed, an adjustment made, you can try it right there, right? You don't have to wait to get in the field and say, it's still not quite right, and bring it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He can take care of you right there at the range. That's what makes it super convenient.
Now, you've got your re-grand opening going on yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I don't know if the snow has put a little damper, but it'll probably be gone by the end of the day today. So what's going on at the store if I was to get out there? And I am going to try to get out there either today or tomorrow and meet you and look at the grand opening. But tell us what we'll see out there.
Well, we have all kinds of events going on today. We have music by Rex Lilly. Rex Lilly Got Music. We'll have free hot dogs today and tomorrow between 11 and 2. We do have an archery contest. We have meet and greet and autographs with the Larimer County Fair and PCR Rodeo Queen. We have a Cub Cadet Ride and Drive. So we have a tent set up outside with some of our Cub Cadet riding lawnmower tractors, zero turns. So you can jump on one of those and go for a quick ride. We have a Discmania demo going on for people who love disc golf. We have, what else do we have? We have the Keen Boot reps here. We have a bike test and ride because our new bike department, we have a couple of great techs out there. You can come down and get on a bike. Hopefully the snow will be all gone so it won't be like an ice race skating rink.
And a lot of, I know manufacturers are there and things, but a lot of your people, or all your people, are really experts in their departments, and they can really help you with a lot of things like clothing. We're getting into a transition time of the year. Clothing can be such a challenge this time of the year if you don't really understand layering, and there's going to be somebody there to help you, and I can't help but believe you don't have some pretty good sales tied to this event.
Yeah, that is one of the things I wanted to touch on. We have a great, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. We're striving every day to do the best that we can in knowledge and customer service, and I think that's where we're going to beat everybody else.
Now, I know that you're in the outdoor power equipment section of that store, but you also are an avid outdoor person, and you wanted to talk about a little spring fishing that you get into up at Flatirons that you think is going to be taken off here in any day. Tell us about that.
You know, once they get, and if you want to have some real, a lot of really good fun with some catch and release, once these lakes, Flatiron, Lawn Hagler, are stocked with stocker trout, it's a great time. My favorite bait up there is going to be an orange Castmaster, by far. I've had some really good days.
And you really, once these trout, there's holdover trout that try to come close to shore.
Correct.
And then there's the stock trout that probably haven't dispersed yet. And if you want to keep some fish, these are put and take reservoirs. Don't feel bad about taking a couple home for the pan. But boy, you know, and everybody, we talk a lot on this show about going out and catching trophy pike and trophy walleyes and big bass. But there's a lot of times you just want to go catch some fish. I'm that way. Sometimes I just want to go. I don't want to overthink it. I just want to have a tug on my line. Or you want to take a kid fishing, a youth, or a novice angler that you're just getting started. So you take them out there, and you take that, like you said, that orange Castmaster or something like that, and you almost can just cover an area of shore and not even move around a lot and have some great success. One of the things I like to do up there, or those kind of places, if I'm fishing with a couple anglers, is put one line out that has like power bait on it and let it sit on the bottom and then cast around that, because that brings the fish in and I can catch them on the other lure, and that can be really effective. So I know you wander through the store. Is the fishing department there well stocked?
Very well stocked. And actually right now all of our combos, spin cast combos, are 30% off, and that includes our ice fishing combos right now too. All 30% off. And our knowledgeable staff in the fishing department, they are top notch.
All right, my friend, we're gonna let you go, but it sounds like today and tomorrow, good place to be would be the Jack's on 950 East Eisenhower.
Yeah, come get some free hot dogs and have a good time.
All right, Vance, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Vance Gray from the Jackson, the East Jackson, Loveland. We're going to take time out, and we come back. One of our favorite and most long-term contributors to the show is going to join us and talk fishing. Chad LaChance will be with us. And Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.